of such sales starting during the ABC report period. If we use premiums in combination with subscription sales, and we want these sales to count as paid, each purchaser must pay at least half the basic price of the subscription, plus the full value of the premium. I could go into this further, Jim, but I think a reading of the rules on these special sales efforts will answer many of your questions.
Is this list of towns receiving 25 or more copies an important rule?
Oh, yes, indeed. This requires us to provide an actual breakdown of a typical day's distribution, showing towns receiving 25 or more copies arranged alphabetically by counties. Papers using the city and retail trading zone analysis we talked of earlier may eliminate individual town listings within the city zone, showing totals only for that area. Papers using the primary market area breakdown must show listings for all towns receiving 25 or more copies.
Well, is this prepared by us or ABC?
Normally we do it before the auditor gets here, using a typical day's issue during the latter part of the audit period, and following the outline reported in previous audit reports. If we show a distribution figure in the city or city zone of another ABC newspaper member which is 15% or more of his paid circulation, that paper has the right to require us to break down our distribution in his town on a paid basis.
Well, switching the subject a little, how do we handle carrier circulation? Is this all lumped together?
We are required to separate carrier circulation from single copy and mail in each of our ABC breakdowns. Within carrier circulation, there are three categories which must be reported separately. For example, some publishers use carriers strictly as delivery boys, with records and collections handled by the publisher's office. In another system, the carriers are independent operators who buy and sell the papers, keeping their own accounts and make their own collections, but who file lists of their subscribers with the publisher regularly. And the third system is similar to the last one I mentioned, excepting that the carriers do not file lists with the publisher.
You know, Mr. Mack, there are a heck of a lot of rules in this book. Is it really possible to know them all?
I'm sure you'll master the primary rules you will need in your new work, Jim. Remember that most of the general rules covering all publications are in Chapter B, and the specific newspaper rules are in Chapter C. Check the rule book first. If you have a question, check with me. If I can't give you an answer, we'll go to ABC for our answer. Oh, one further thought. All records required for the audit must be kept for at least a year after the auditor's visit. This is especially important for such backup records as starts and stops, original orders, draw sheets, and so forth. Well, Jim, I think we've covered about all we can for one visit. I hope you have a little better understanding of these ABC services and standards.
Yes, I believe I have a little better picture of how the Audit Bureau of Circulations fits into my new assignment. And for that matter, to the financial health of our paper. Thanks for the help.